This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
So I have to be honest with the audience. Rico and I were down a rabbit hole of Diddy before the show, and it's taking a lot for us to recenter.
Because I'm like, hey, do you want to just start the show off with this?
Nope.
Like, in a perfect world, we could.
In a perfect world, yes. But the world is clearly imperfect. We are going to focus, and we're gonna get ourselves where we need to be.
Yeah.
Because that was disturbing. So listen.
Yeah.
We're leaving it there. We're going to talk about the Tigers to start. We are going to talk college football as well. But yesterday, I think we got everybody aligned, right? Kenny was a bit of a holdout, Rico. Some people were like, well, I need to see a little more. Tigers are a mortal lock. The Minnesota Twins should be contracted. You're making the playoffs. So let's just leave it in the rearview mirror. What I want to do is, how far can this team take it? Now, the easiest thing to do is to be on the periphery of the discussion, and you'll say, oh, they'll get waxed, or oh, they're winning the whole thing. The truth is going to lie in the middle, and I want to know, now that people realize their team is going to get in, and it's the second time in the history of Major League Baseball a team will have done what the Tigers are doing. Okay, how far can they take it? Because the tenets for a playoff run are there. It's great pitching. They don't have a weakness. Mm-hmm. They also don't have starters. They just have things. They have people who throw baseballs at different speeds and at different parts of the game, and it doesn't matter who they have. They're all good. Mm-hmm. Now, yes, do you have a guy that in a game 7, a game 5, or a game 3, whatever you want to call it, you'd want to hand the ball to? Yes, you have Tarik Skubal. All right, that's one. Do you have a bullpen? Yeah, you have the best one in baseball. All right. You got a demon of a pitching coach and a manager who are pulling the right levers at the right time. Are you a good fielding team? Yes. You have a couple spectacular fielders in Sweeney and Parker Meadows. It makes up for a couple of subpar guys. Overall, good fielding team. All right. Do you at least have timely hitting? Yes.
Yeah.
And whether it's Parker Meadows down 3-0 with 2 outs, grand slam to win the San Diego game, or whether it's a 2-out double yesterday from Wensiel Perez, the only meaningful at bat of the day, the timely hitting is there, right? So you have timely hitting. You have the hammer at the top of the rotation. You have the bullpen that you can do openers, closers, whatever you like. And defensively, you've got a couple signature players that are able to make these plays. I want to know how far you believe they can take it. I will give you my answer, but I'm going to wait to do it. I want to hear from you, and I want to hear from Kenny, and I want the people involved. Because once you start to recognize that you're getting in, you need to have a conversation about what you're going to do when you get there. So 248-539-9797. And Rico, I just want to make one assumption and factor it into your decision. You're not going to need Skubal Sunday.
Correct.
Meaning he will open game 1 of a playoff series.
Yeah, that's the assumption that I'm going under.
Okay, so not a bad one by me?
No.
All right, that's you bat leadoff. I want to hear how far you believe they can take it.
Mike, I think this team can definitely win the first round. Three-game series, because you're going to start off with Scooble. I think Scooble will go out there and get you a 1-0 type of game, 2-1, similar to what you saw yesterday. Now you're up. You put the pressure on whether it's going to be the Orioles or the Astros. You're going to put the pressure on them to have to win 2 in a row. They're going to have to go full BOGO. I don't think that they can. I think they get to the next series. I think they can win that series as well.
Over who, though? See, I need you to tell me, all right, can they beat the Houston Astros in a 5-game set?
Yes.
Okay. Can they beat the Baltimore Orioles?
Yes.
Can they beat the Cleveland Guardians?
I think, yeah, they can beat the Cleveland Guardians.
Can they beat the New York Yankees?
That's the only team I don't think they can beat. That's the only team that I have them, because I have them in the AL championship round against the Yankees and losing that series. So, yes. Now, if they play the Yankees in the second round, I have them losing to the Yankees. I think that's the only team that I think the voodoo, it will end.
Okay. Rico says ABY, anyone but Yankees. Kenny Cott, even though you're a spineless jellyfish, even you recognize you're making the playoffs. How far can they take it?
So I think they can definitely beat the Astros. I'm also operating under the assumption that we have Scooble for game one of that.
Yes, I think that's a totally fair and plausible assumption. You're not going to need Sunday.
Right. So once you, then you have the Guardians. And that to me is a bit more of a coin flip. Can you win that? Sure, you can win that. So I'll say yes, they can win that series. I'm with Rico. I think once they get to the ALCS, having them probably face the Yankees, I think that's where I tap out. I think that in that kind of a series, that's where I tap out.
Kenny, because here's what would have to happen. Let's just say they played the Yankees in the ALCS. You would have had to somehow be able to manipulate it that Scooble can go 1-4-7 if you need to. So, like, he couldn't be the guy that got you the game-clinching one in the round before. Like, you needed somebody else to help and step up. If you could set it up that way, I think they could take it 7 games. But it's got to fall perfectly in order for that to happen.
And also know that the further you get into this playoff run, you're not the only team with good pitching anymore. And your bats have been very hot and cold this season. Let's put it in a polite way. So I think once you get further into this thing, you play the Yankees, I think I'm done there.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
248-539-9797. So I want to know what we're doing here. And I just want to understand how far you think you can take it. And it's important because, guys, you're in. Now, my answer is slightly different than Rico and Kenny's. I think this team is capable, as long as they continue to play cosmically well, do whatever you want. I mean, if they're going to play at a 750 clip over 7 weeks, you can beat anybody. But I think there's two teams. And I think the team people are sleeping on and the team I don't think you want is the Orioles. And I'll tell you why. You're going to face a different version of the Orioles than the one you faced.
You know what? I totally forgot about that. You're right. Finished.
Grayson Rodriguez is back. He's their second best pitcher. Jordan Westberg, who was an all-star caliber third baseman, is back. He broke his hand. Urias is back. Ryan Mountcastle is back. None of these guys were playing when you played them. I think that gives me a little pause with the O's. Now, you may avoid them. You may avoid them. And I'm with Rico on the Yankees. That as much as I slander my own team, realistically, the teams you have been playing primarily are not good offensively. They're just not. That's not a shot. You still have to win the games. But an Oriole, you know, the Orioles missing three critical bats. That's not the Orioles. You know, playing the White Sox or playing the Royals, playing the Twins, playing these. The Yankees present a lineup that's a whole different ballgame. Is it doable? Of course it's doable. If you have guys that are pitching like they're going to the Hall of Fame, anything is possible. You could win the whole World Series. But if I'm being realistic, and we didn't share.
No.
We didn't talk.
We talked Diddy.
That was something. I don't think you would. Now, and again, by the time you would play the Yankees, you're in a longer playoff series. It becomes a much different thing. Mm-hmm. The wild card round. Yes, having Skubal start game one puts you, in essence, mentally, halfway to getting to the second round. But then you're going to play a five-game set. And then you're going to play a seven-game set. I do believe the Yankees are the stopper. But I think you need to be careful of the Orioles. Based on, it's not the team you got comfortable playing. Reinforcements have arrived just in time for a push. So I'd like to know where people are at.
Yeah. And I think a seven-game series against the Yankees, I do think a little bit of the pressure of playing in New York could kick in for a lot of these young guys. Never really been exposed to that type of that magnitude of, you know, the media and the spotlight. That, yeah, I think that could be the time where all of a sudden, you know, the clock strikes midnight. But I do think that the Yankees would be the team. I did forget about that though, Mike, because I'm thinking, man, they just beat the Orioles. They could play the Orioles again. But yeah, you're right. They were missing a lot of their players, so that could be problematic, but you could miss them. But I think the Yankees will put an end to this. But let's hope that the Yankees get eliminated early.
And I want to get the latest because I know, Rodriguez, you know, he was in bullpen sessions and I read something a couple days ago. He was supposed to be back, but let's scratch him. He's not back. Let's just say you don't face Rodriguez. Are the Orioles bats enough? You played a bunch of tight games. I'll still stick with the Orioles take. But Rodriguez, I'll be surprised. Now, maybe by late in a first-round series, but even then it's a short series. Yeah, I'll leave the Rodriguez thing out. I was just combing for an update again, and there was one 23 hours ago. So that's on me. My bad.
But you know what? I do have a Skubal question for you, Mike.
Yeah, we'll do that next.
I'll give that to you next. 248-539-9797.
How far can they take it? Let's talk about it.